Okay. So this is letter Mem Gimel from Rav Usher, and the topic is Parnasa. So he writes, Mizeh kama chadashim esher munach lefanim echtav al asher heritzilai. It's been a few months. I have the letter in front of me, which you sent to me very quickly. V'chol oiso hazman lenoso li ha-nesibois v'atirda sav-sharas l'anais l'olav. And for that entire time, for whatever reasons, all of the tirdas which I have, I wasn't able to reply to you. V'b'seich hazman, and within that time, b'ikra kranetzein obito ha-chashuva tichya, that your daughter came to visit me, b'mishal esliva, she had some things to ask. V'dibarti ima, and I spoke with her on the matter of tefillah, and it is my tefillah and my hope that Hashem will send her what she needs. And amongst all of Achinu B'nai Yisrael, apparently she wanted to have children. That gives him a bracha that his daughter should be zeichet to children. And I hope with Hashem's help that she understands very well what I told her. And she fulfills that which I asked of her. And what is that? Not to have any worries. But to be besimcha and to know that the Yeshua depends on him. And it's so important, because we feel many times we put so much pressure on ourselves to perform, as if we feel like it's our duty, it's upon us to pull ourselves out and Hashem's going to help us out. We don't feel like we're asking enough, we're doing enough to beg Hashem to give us a hand. But the opposite is true, that our goal and what Hashem Yisrael wants from us is to go into emuna, is to dive into bitachin. That's where the work is done. It's not our job to pull ourselves out. L'Hashem HaYeshua. Hashem is the one who pulls us out. He's just asking for us, kivyachol, to enable him to do so. When we have emun and bitachin, we bring him into the picture. That's the seder of how it's supposed to go. And so we fall out of the state of simcha when we think that it's on us, and we try and we struggle and we're unsuccessful. But that's, Rav Usher has said in other letters, that's the goal. The reason why we're not successful is because we're going the wrong way. We're hitting the wall. We're supposed to turn around and to recognize that a person is always falling. And that's the lesson that Hashem is teaching us, that without me, you're going to fall, because it has nothing to do in this world with getting through. It's not about making it through with parnasa and having children and having nachas and just doing mitzvahs day in, day out. There's a tachlis that Hashem wants to bring us to, which is that we should know Him, and that's emuna and bitachon. And when we do that right, then it brings us to a simcha. And the reason why we shouldn't worry at all, if we have to do it on our own, we should be worried. Because as human beings, we have a lot of chesronos. And we fail many times, and we know how many times we've fallen and we've failed. But the reason why we're not worrying at all is because Hashem is saying, throw it onto me. I never fail. I always come through, much better than you ever could. And that brings a gevaldik simcha. So it's not like a trick. It's not a way of thinking. It's like Rav Usher said in other letters, this is the way which every Jew is going to have to find, no matter what. There's nothing that which he can pater himself from. And when we do that, and we realize early, and we start doing that, we can go with tremendous simcha, not worrying, not as like a trick. It's not like a kuda matata, you know? It's the truth. And he continues, now he's speaking about Parnasa Bifrat. Be'inyan matzav Parnasasa, in regards to your Parnasa. Asher kosev she'ina b'matzav meshupar. Things aren't going good. V'achar kama nisyonos b'chareishes u'b'mischar. You tried out different things in business. Shelo olu yofa meshach yada mikol v'chol. And you came away empty-handed. So you're going through a tough time. So Avusha gives him chizuk, sets him straight. The klal is, and this is what's well known, the malacha, the avoida which we do, the job, that is not what brings in the parnasa. it seems like it is because it's a good levush, it's a garment, but that's not what brings the parnasa. What brings the parnasa is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ela bal hasibah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's what orchestrates everything. Hu hazana mefanes kol chai, he's the one who gives every living creature its parnasa and its sustenance. Not because we're deserving, but berachamav uvarev chasadav, because of his overwhelming love and compassion and chesed which he has. So that's the first thing. Is that, and this is so important because the mindset is key. The mindset is everything. Where do we think that our parnasa comes from? If we think that it comes from the means, from the malacha, then we hamper and we hinder the bracha from coming. When we realize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it opens up everything. And if sometimes it goes difficult, even though you think that you're doing everything right and it's still difficult, many times that difficulty is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves our tefillos. He loves our voice. And he's squeezing out from us our voice. He wants our voices. Because he wants that the Shefa should come through the Tzinor of Tzvila. Because he wants us to feel that it's him who's giving it to us. Again, the whole point is that we should know the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should know Einol Nevada. And we should go with Emunah Pshuta. And when we daven and we see results, or even if we daven and we don't see results, so that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know and to feel that we're completely dependent on Him. He's squeezing out the reliance and the smicha that we have to be samech on, because that's the tachlis. The tachlis is not the parnasa. The parnasa is a means to bring out from within ourselves that emuna bitachon. So it's not that emuna bitachon Hashem says, throw me a little emuna bitachon so that I can give you some parnasa. That's not what it's about. The emuna and the bitachon and the constant growth in emuna bitachon is the tachlis of the struggles. Because like we said before, much more than what we see is being asked of us. Whether it's in terms of the nitzaitzin, the gilgulim, the tikkunim, there's a whole level of operation beneath the surface which we don't see, which is where everything is taking place. So many times that has nothing to do with the parnasa. It has nothing to do with that. It's because there's much deeper soydos nelamim, which we don't see, which our neshama knows about. So we can be very grateful and very happy all the time that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam knows, He has His plan for every single neshama, whatever difficulties we have to go through, is because there's tikkunim which need to take place. But not to give up or not to be worried. It's going to come through. It's going to come through. And everything is going to be great. But in order to bring out that Yeshua, He wants to be mechazek us and emunah bitachon. And he writes, "Shuri mei lavi sparach poelam hasi lahalas avan kol ma'ase dinu asher b'chol drachin nei delasas nachas ruach lefnei abor yisparinu yisparach shemai." To be makusher to himself in everything which we do, and in doing so, we bring him nachas ruach. V'lachein, and therefore, kedai ma'oid, it is so worth it. Leschazek shuv ulahaschal pam leisafes, to be machazek yourself repeatedly, fresh. Every time, believe pachad v'loyle hisyayish, without any fear and without any despair. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, because we fall, and then Hashem picks us up. V'ulay yichuvin zman nirtze, and maybe that time of v'kam has come. Hashem yisbarach yirtze l'ashpir alav shafarav. We're always waiting so anxiously because we know the issue is there. It's not like a person should ever give up and to have a mindset that maybe I'm down and I'm out for the count and there's never going to be. No, that's a treifa machshava. That's a yitzahara machshava. The thought that we have to have is that maybe this is the moment that Hashem will send the Yeshua, and to be waiting anxiously and excitedly that maybe today's the day, because we know that it's coming and we're not giving up hope, and that's what draws it down. That's what brings it out. V'yascha b'katnas, that it'll start with a little opening, v'yisrachiv tzad acharei tzad, and then from one step and another step, u'misha oisha shalo yishlach brocha batzlacha b'mayis yadav, and he to which all of the oisha belongs to him will send brocha and atzlacha in everything you do, v'yichadesh mertza mitach emunah, and to be machazik yourself fresh, new, b'toch a deep emun in Hashem Yisbarach shalo yazniach v'lo yazav yisai, that Hashem will never leave you, Hashem will never forsake you, ki roitz Hashem eseriyav, because he specially desires those who fear him. V'atfila hazoi shispalo tzicha liyaz tfila chaya, and the tfila which you daven for Hashem Yisbarach, for your parnasa, should be a living tfila, it should be alive. Mitach simcha shleima, with very deep, complete simcha. And to be grateful for Hashem Yisbarach for everything. For everything. There's so much good, open good, which is going on. But even for the challenges, even for the difficulties, there's not a single spot that a person should be able to point and to say, I can't be simcha here. Tfila kazu, ain't an imasas. A tfila like this is never despised by Kadosh Baruch Hu, El Ritzuya. It's what's desired and mekubelas and accepted. Ma'oid lift the kisya covered. And then Hashem will give to us, not from this place of deservingness. That's out the window. We don't ask Hashem because we deserve anything. Everything is because Kadosh Baruch Hu, He's the chen v'chesed v'rachamim b'li'dai b'li'sai. He who approaches Hashem like a pauper, like an ani, like he has nothing, Hashem will never turn him away. And I hope the next time around to hear good news from you. And he sends his bracha that Hashem shall listen very carefully to your tefillas and to be mashbi on you v'cholashelachem and all those associated with you bracha and hatzlacha b'chol ma'is yedeichem u'bitchem and your daughter shetichya shetivah shebemehir v'zeh shal kayama, that she should be zeichet to a child. Amen. Can you hear that?